Welcome to day 16 of the FitMind program. We're going to be continuing to develop your metacognitive awareness, which again is the ability to recognize what's going on in your mind in each moment. And it's a very useful skill that can lead to some profound changes in the mind. I'll insert a word of precaution here that if you have deep trauma, please go easy with these practices, as often subconscious material can begin to surface. And for those who are interested, this falls under a category of practices known as insight meditation. Now, you measure progress here in terms of notes per second. Let's say 2 to 8 notes per second will get you fully engaged. To experience what I mean by notes per second, let's do a quick exercise developed by meditation instructor Dr. Daniel Ingram. Begin by saying to yourself, 1/1000. That's 4 notes per second, because 1/1000 contains 4 syllables. Now say to yourself, 1/1000, while tapping your finger with each syllable. If you noted the thought-out words, 1/1000, along with the physical sensations of your finger tapping with each syllable, then the 4 syllables and the 4 taps add up to 8 total notes per second. No need to get caught up in how many notes per second you're doing, but I bring this up just to mention that the more you can observe in each moment, the more effective your noting practice will become. In other words, how much of the unconscious data can you bring into your conscious awareness? All right, so let's get into it, beginning by just checking in with the mind. And taking some tranquil breaths. Closing your eyes, let's begin by focusing on the sensations of breath at the nostrils to stabilize attention. And releasing the breath now, just notice whatever pops into your awareness in each moment. In a state of open curiosity, letting in whatever may come into awareness, we apply a one-word mental note of whatever is experienced in each moment. Examples include thinking, feeling, pressure, tension, planning, hot, pain, pleasure, sounds. And there's no need to become neurotic about which label is applied. Just use whatever seems natural. You can always return to the sensations of breath as the default, noting breathing, but your attention is no longer anchored here. Continuously noting your experience in each moment. And it doesn't matter at all what sensations you feel, so long as you're aware of them. Okay, great work here. This is not by any means an easy practice, and so no need to judge yourself if you found it difficult. We'll continue to train this new skill, and I'll explain more about the technique and its usefulness in the coming sessions. Today was especially challenging because we no longer use the breath as an anchor. In fact, for the rest of this program, the breath won't explicitly serve as an anchor of attention, but I encourage you to always come back to it whenever you become lost in thought. Or if you feel that you need to stabilize your attention ever, you can always come back to the tip of the nose for a few breaths. Thank you for the work you're putting in here. There's no doubt that it's already paying off in subtle or obvious ways throughout your life. And I'll see you here tomorrow for day 17 of the FitMind program.